speaking up and saying what you only wish you could. Here's Gruber. You know where I want to go.
Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. Welcome back to it on a Thursday. My next guest here to talk about a new tool to follow all the money being plowed into the green activist, you know, the environmental justice warrior movement, if you will. Thomas Pyle here, president of the Institute for Energy Research. Thomas, welcome back.
Thanks a bunch.
The environmental justice warriors, I don't even know where they get such silly terms. It sounds like something a little kid would dress up as, I suppose. But, you know, a lot of the ideas that are put forth by some of these people on the left are little kid ideas. And you're here to be the adult in the room. And thinking about that, you have the idea that most people would have you believe that this is the David and Goliath, and the environmental movement is just these poor people just trying to save the planet. And really, they got billions of dollars in deep pockets, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I've been working on this stuff for a number of years, and I've just frankly just got sick and tired of hearing about how these groups are these ragtag, you know, environmentalists going up against big oil and their allies. And we did some digging, and we found that over the course of the last 10 years, and just the major environmental grant makers from the left, from the environmental left, they've spent hundreds of millions and billions of dollars and pumped it into many, many states, including Michigan, to advance this anti-coal, anti-fossil agenda. They're the ones who are the Goliath in this equation.
Actually, I think it's an anti-capitalism movement. It's what I think. Because America's always the enemy. Always has. When they were claiming that the planet was going to freeze and ice over, America was the fault. When the planet's going to burn up, America is at fault. Their narrative doesn't change. It's just how they explain it changes.
Yeah, and you know what they're doing is they're changing the energy picture in a lot. In Michigan, for example, 34 organizations received nearly $8 million in grants. Four alone. And, you know, in Michigan, for example, you're spending more money on your energy than you did because they're changing the types of energy you're allowed to use.
Well,
wind industry, for example.
Except that all the energy companies have lowered our rates recently. Oh, but that had to do with the tax return, you know, the tax cuts from Donald Trump. Go on. Sorry, my mistake. Yeah, the president lowered our rates. Go on.
No, but it's true. But imagine how much less you would be paying on top of that cut because of the tax cut.
Oh, I understand.
And that's the point. We're paying so much more for our electricity than the basic commodity prices that have plummeted over the last decade simply because these groups are funneling money into organizations that go against what is in our best interest in states across the country.
And if I go north across the border into Ontario, you'll find that rates have gone up there 300% and more just in the last 5 years because they've eliminated all their coal-fired power plants and their grid wasn't, you know, ready to give all the energy it needed back to the people that still wanted the same amount of energy. Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so what we've done with this database is whenever you hear this narrative about these groups, they're just, oh, you know, environmental justice warriors just trying to, you know, go and look and see where the money's flowing from. It's flowing from San Francisco. It's flowing from New York. It's flowing from Washington, D.C. And it's not a couple hundred bucks here and there. It's billions of dollars that these foundations are pumping into these groups to help fight against what is in all of our best interests. We're not against the environment here. What we're against is this agenda that says we can't have affordable and reliable energy because for whatever reason.
They don't, you know, it is foolish. It's a fool's errand. I mean, what are they trying to do? Because I go outside in Michigan all the time. Let me tell you something. The air is fine. The weather's fine. Life is great. It's clean. It's green. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful place. This notion that somehow we need to cut back and trim this and trim that. Air pollution is not the concern of Michigan. And in fact, traveling the United States, air pollution, as they would have you believe, from coal-fired power plants, doesn't seem to be the concern in all sorts of places. In fact, any place ever found in America. Am I mistaken?
No. In fact, in the United States, over the last 30, 40 years, every environmental measurement has improved.
But it's not good enough.
That's
for them.
The irony of all this. They're acting like we're, you know, swimming in pollution, when in fact the water's cleaner, the air is cleaner. We have more trees, for example, even with the forest fires out west. And so what we're saying is enough is enough. We need to show what they're actually trying to do, which is, in essence, to redistribute wealth. And in some cases, give their donors who are invested in these renewable energy resources a leg up in the political process.
All right, so tell me about this Big Green thing before we go, because this is a way to keep track on all of it, right? It's called Big Green Inc., database spotlighting the enormous amounts of grant money. How do we follow?
So basically, if you log on to Institute for Energy Research, it's right there, and it's a tracking database. So you can track these grants by the type of grant it is, by the grant maker, by the state where the grant flows to, and also by the issue, for example, climate change advocacy or anti-coal initiatives, things of that nature. And so what we found is what we've done so far is track grants from 2008 to 2016, which has added up to about $3.7 billion. And the money's been funneled into nearly 9,000 environmental grants, flowing into nearly 1,500 activist groups across the country.
Well, all right, and we're going to keep an eye on that. Again, where can people go to find out more?
That's instituteforenergyresearch.org.
All right, Thomas Pyle, always a pleasure, the president of the IER. Thanks, Thomas.
You bet.
Really appreciate that. And you know, if you want to keep track, you always follow the money. Always follow the money. And if you're going to follow the money of your own, make sure you're paying your tax on it. If you're not, you're going to get yourself in trouble. If you get yourself in trouble, then you need Chris McClatcher. He has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. If you're just getting behind, Chris McClatcher is there as well. Simple thing. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions logo to find out more. The Fresh Start Tax Solutions logo to find out more. Yeah, Chris can help you out. He's a Michigan guy helping Michigan people. He's not shy. He'll be there for you. Again, SteveGruber.com, and click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions logo. Do it now.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click health and safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.